Imagine walking into a meeting where everyone is arguing, emotions are running high, and no one seems to be making progress. Now picture that same meeting where participants seamlessly switch between exploring facts, expressing feelings, evaluating risks, finding benefits, generating creative solutions, and organizing the entire process, all without conflict or confusion. This transformation isn't fantasy. It's the reality created by Edward de Bono's Six Thinking Hats method, a revolutionary approach that has cut meeting times by 75% at IBM and helped solve a $100,000 per day oil rig problem in just 12 minutes. Beloved by corporations like Microsoft and Siemens, yet simple enough for preschoolers to grasp, this method has spread globally as the first fundamental change to human thinking in over 2 millennia. Even celebrities like Richard Branson have embraced this approach, calling it simple but profound for making decisions in complex situations. The Six Thinking Hats doesn't just improve thinking, it reimagines it entirely, challenging the argumentative Western thinking tradition established by Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle over 2,300 years ago. Our brains are remarkable but limited instruments. Just as an antelope's brain can't simultaneously be sensitized to detect both predators and potential mates, our minds struggle when trying to be creative, analytical, factual, and emotional all at once. This cognitive overload leads to the mental gridlock we experience in most discussions and decision-making processes. Research in cognitive psychology shows that attempting to juggle multiple thinking modes simultaneously can reduce our effectiveness in each by up to 40%. The Western thinking tradition, established by what de Bono calls the Gang of Three, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, focuses primarily on argument, critique, and what is rather than what could be. Socrates emphasized dialectic without constructive outcomes, using his famous method of questioning to expose flaws in thinking rather than build new ideas. Plato believed truth was hidden beneath appearances, leading to a tradition of skepticism and deconstruction. Aristotle systematized inclusion-exclusion logic, creating the foundation for critical analysis but potentially limiting creative exploration. While this tradition has served us well in many ways, particularly in scientific advancement and logical reasoning, it neglects the constructive, creative aspect of thinking that designs ways forward. Many cultures, particularly in Asia and indigenous communities, find argument aggressive and non-constructive, which explains their ready adoption of parallel thinking through the Six Hats method. Japanese businesses, for example, have embraced the method because it aligns with their consensus-based decision-making culture. In our rapidly changing world, where innovation cycles are measured in months rather than years, we can no longer rely solely on judging situations based on standard categories from the past. We must design our way forward through new thinking approaches. The Six Thinking Hats method introduces parallel thinking as an alternative to adversarial thinking. Instead of four people arguing about which side of a house represents the correct view, parallel thinking has them all walk together to each side, examining the same perspective simultaneously. This approach has proven particularly effective in corporate settings, where traditional brainstorming sessions often devolve into defensive positioning. Even contradictory views are placed in parallel rather than pitted against each other, with the constant emphasis on designing a way forward rather than proving others wrong. The hats themselves serve as powerful symbols, visible, easily put on or taken off, and clearly indicating roles. Like a costume that helps an actor step into character, each hat provides permission to think in a specific way without personal attribution or judgment. The six colored hats, white, facts, red, emotions, black, caution, yellow, benefits, green, creativity, and blue, process, correspond to six thinking directions that transform how we approach problems and decisions. This simple but powerful metaphor has been successfully implemented in organizations ranging from NASA to elementary schools, demonstrating its versatility across different contexts and complexity levels. The white hat represents neutral, objective information. Facts and figures presented without emotion or argument, like white paper or a computer printout. When wearing the white hat, we focus exclusively on what we know, what we need to know, what's missing, what questions to ask, and how to obtain needed information. This deliberate focus on pure data creates a foundation for clear decision-making, stripped of bias and emotional coloring. This approach creates a two-tier system of facts: checked facts, verified information, and believed facts, information that seems likely but hasn't been confirmed. For example, a checked fact might be sales decreased by 12% in Q3, while a believed fact could be market conditions likely contributed to the decline. The key rule is never to present something at a higher level of certainty than is actually the case. Personal opinions are never permissible under white hat thinking, though reporting someone else's opinion as information is acceptable, such as, the sales team believes the new pricing strategy affected performance. White hat thinking contrasts sharply with typical Western meetings where participants arrive with preformed opinions and use argument to hammer them into shape. Instead, it resembles the Japanese approach, where participants come without preconceived notions, taking turns to offer neutral information. In Japanese business culture, this might involve each person sharing relevant data points about market conditions, customer feedback, or operational metrics before any discussion of strategy begins. This allows ideas to emerge naturally rather than being forced through debate. When someone asks, "What happened with the Johnson account?" a white hat response provides only verifiable data. Sales dropped 23% after the price increase, and three customers specifically mentioned they found better deals elsewhere. Additional white hat information might include specific dates of changes, exact customer quotes, comparative pricing data, and historical account performance metrics. This creates a clean channel for pure information that everyone can work with, regardless of their opinions or feelings about the situation. The power of white hat thinking lies in its ability to separate fact from interpretation. For instance, rather than saying, "Our marketing campaign was unsuccessful," white hat thinking would state, "The campaign generated 100 leads compared to our target of 250, and conversion rates were 2% versus the projected 5%. This precision in data presentation allows for clearer analysis and more effective problem solving, as all participants work from the same factual foundation. The red hat creates a formal, legitimate channel for emotions, feelings, and non-rational aspects of thinking and decision-making processes. It acknowledges that emotions and feelings are not just peripheral influences, but strong, real forces that shape our thinking processes. If not permitted to surface openly, these emotional elements will inevitably affect thinking from the background, often in less constructive ways. The red hat gives official permission to express everything from pure emotion to hunches without requiring justification or logical defense. "I just don't like this deal. My gut feeling is this will end in litigation," or, "Something about this partnership makes me uncomfortable." Traditional thinking has long viewed emotions as disruptive elements to be controlled or eliminated, suggesting that good thinkers should remain cool, detached, and purely rational. However, this perspective overlooks a crucial reality: any good decision must ultimately be emotional. While analytical thinking creates the map of possibilities, our choice of route is determined by values, preferences, and emotions. For instance, when choosing between two equally viable business strategies, the final decision often comes down to emotional factors like risk tolerance, trust in team members, or alignment with personal values. Emotions provide essential relevance to our thinking, fitting it to our needs, values, and context. Emotions affect thinking in three crucial ways. First, as background emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, excitement, that color our entire perception of a situation, like viewing a business opportunity differently when anxious versus confident. Second, as triggered responses to initial perceptions, such as an immediate distrust of a proposal based on past negative experiences. Third, after mapping out a situation, when emotions help choose the route forward by weighing various factors against our values and preferences. The red hat legitimizes these emotional influences, allowing them to be expressed openly rather than being disguised as logical arguments or suppressed entirely. Intuition functions through this hat in two distinct ways: as sudden insight that shifts perception, the aha moment, and as immediate understanding based on complex experience-based judgments. For example, a property expert's intuition about real estate values may be highly reliable due to years of market experience, while their intuitive predictions about political outcomes might not carry the same weight. We can treat intuition like an advisor, whose reliability depends on past performance in specific domains. A seasoned CEO's gut feeling about market trends might be worth considering, while their intuition about technical engineering details might not be. The most challenging aspect of red hat thinking is resisting the deeply ingrained temptation to justify emotions with logic. We're conditioned by society and professional culture to apologize for feelings and treat them as extensions of logical thinking, but red hat thinking deliberately liberates us from this obligation. Emotions can be fickle and inconsistent, like public opinion that favors broad policy goals while opposing every specific implementation method. The red hat isn't meant to be a trumpet for emotional outbursts, but rather a mirror reflecting the natural complexity and importance of emotions in decision-making. It acknowledges that feelings, whether positive or negative, consistent or contradictory, play a vital role in how we process information and make choices. The black hat, perhaps the most used and important thinking hat, represents caution and careful assessment. It's fundamental to survival, helping us identify dangers and avoid mistakes. As the foundation of Western civilization's critical thinking tradition, it helps us recognize what doesn't fit our resources, policies, strategies, ethics, or values. This approach mirrors the traditional role of devil's advocate in decision-making processes, where someone deliberately challenges assumptions to ensure thorough evaluation. Under the black hat, thinkers can critique both content and process, pointing out errors, questioning evidence strength, and examining conclusions. The black hat operates on the brain's natural mismatch mechanism that flags inconsistencies with our expectations. For example, when evaluating a business proposal, black hat thinking might identify potential market risks, resource constraints, or regulatory compliance issues that others might overlook in their enthusiasm. A crucial function of black hat thinking is risk assessment, evaluating what might happen when proposed actions are implemented. Black hat thinkers question resource availability, potential reactions, competitive responses, and possible problems. They might ask, do we have sufficient budget? What if our competitors lower their prices? How will this affect our existing customer relationships? A useful technique is to frame concerns as "I see a danger that" statements, highlighting specific risks without being unnecessarily negative. The black hat's logical negative approach proves particularly valuable in high-stakes situations. In engineering, it helps identify potential failure points before they become catastrophic. In medicine, it aids in differential diagnosis by considering what could go wrong. In financial planning, it helps protect against unnecessary risks and potential losses. While essential, like food, overuse can cause problems. Criticism is simpler than construction. Anyone can find fault with a chair designed by calling it either too simple or too elaborate. Some people build their self-image around criticism, becoming known as perpetual skeptics or naysayers. In meetings, the yes but contribution, focusing on the faulty 5% rather than the excellent 95%, becomes the easiest way to be noticed, often derailing productive discussions and demoralizing team members. The six hats method allocates specific times for critical thinking rather than allowing criticism at every turn. This structured approach prevents the black hat from dominating discussions and enables more balanced decision-making. With practice in this framework, people often move beyond permanent caution mode, demonstrating their ability to think effectively under multiple hats while still recognizing the black hat's importance. This balanced approach leads to more constructive discussions and better outcomes, where caution serves its proper role without overwhelming other valuable perspectives. The yellow hat represents sunshine and optimism, a deliberate search for benefits, value, and feasibility. Unlike the black hat, which comes naturally to most people, the yellow hat requires more conscious effort and training. Our brains are evolutionarily wired to help us avoid dangers, but have no equivalent automatic mechanism for identifying value and opportunity. This biological bias means we must actively work to overcome our natural tendency toward criticism. We need to develop value sensitivity, becoming as attuned to potential value as we are to danger. This means training ourselves to spot opportunities, benefits, and advantages with the same alertness we bring to identifying risks. The yellow hat forces dedicated time for seeking value, sometimes revealing surprising worth in seemingly unattractive ideas. For example, a seemingly flawed business proposal might contain innovative elements worth developing, or a challenging situation might offer unexpected learning opportunities. This hat is speculative positive because we're looking forward into an uncertain future, assessing potential worth while acknowledging uncertainty. Consider how venture capitalists evaluate startups. They must look beyond current limitations to see future potential, while remaining grounded in practical reality. This balance between optimism and practicality is crucial for effective yellow hat thinking. Unlike natural positivity that emerges from self-interest or emotional enthusiasm, yellow hat thinking is deliberate and structured. The thinker consciously adopts this perspective, following specific requirements to be constructively positive. This requires discipline, a methodical search for benefits that may not be immediately obvious. This is how successful entrepreneurs work, seeing value others miss. They might identify untapped markets, novel applications for existing technologies, or innovative solutions to common problems. Yellow hat thinking spans from over-optimism to logical practicality. While unbridled optimism usually leads to failure, those who maintain a reasoned expectation of success often achieve it. Even long shots deserve careful consideration on the thinking map. For instance, many groundbreaking innovations, from the airplane to the personal computer, seemed improbable at first. Once these possibilities become visible, we can choose to reject them or work to improve their odds through careful planning and execution. If they're not considered at all, we have no choice whatsoever. The constructive aspect of yellow hat thinking involves three key activities: generating ideas, making concrete suggestions, and developing detailed proposals. This includes improving existing ideas by systematically addressing faults identified under the black hat. For example, if the black hat identifies financial risks in a project, yellow hat thinking focuses on finding creative funding solutions or cost reduction strategies. No special cleverness is required, just the willingness to put forward concrete proposals designed to bring about positive change, and the persistence to refine them into viable solutions. The green hat represents energy, growth, and creativity. Under it, we put forward new ideas, explore options and alternatives, and improve existing concepts. Its value lies in designating specific time for creative effort from everyone, not just the idea person. This deliberate allocation acknowledges creativity as essential to thinking. Green hat thinking focuses on generating new ideas, concepts, and perceptions, escaping old patterns to find better ones. It provides protection for delicate new ideas from immediate criticism, and allows for deliberately provocative or illogical ideas to spark new concepts. While normal thinking relies on judgment, comparing ideas to establish patterns, green hat thinking substitutes movement. Rather than just suspending judgment, movement is an active approach that uses ideas for their forward effect, seeing where they lead rather than how they fit past experience. We use ideas as stepping stones to move from one pattern to another. provocations jerk thinking out of current patterns. The author invented the word PO, provocative operation, as a signal that an idea is being presented for its movement value, not judgment. Like a white flag of truce, PO protects ideas from immediate criticism. Provocations can be generated through techniques like reversal. For example, PO stores pay customers, leading to trading stamps. Or using random words to create new thinking pathways. Unlike school mathematics, where one right answer suffices, real-life problems benefit from multiple solutions. Many thinkers mistakenly stop at their first answer, but the search for alternatives is fundamental to creative thinking. We should acknowledge the first solution, but continue exploring better options that might cost less or be more reliable. A crucial but difficult aspect of creativity is the creative pause, deliberately stopping to consider alternatives even when things are going smoothly and no problem is apparent. This counteracts our problem-oriented tendency to move along without creating more thinking work for ourselves. The blue hat represents thinking about thinking, like the sky above providing overview. It functions as the conductor of an orchestra, managing and organizing the thinking process. Blue hat thinking defines the situation at the beginning of a session, establishes purpose, lays out the agenda and thinking strategy. During sessions, it maintains discipline, announces hat changes, and is typically worn by the facilitator or chairperson. This structured approach differs dramatically from free-flowing discussions. Most thinking proceeds haphazardly as drift, waffle, and reaction, with purpose never clearly defined. Ideas, judgments, criticism, information, and emotions mix in a thinking stew until someone stumbles on a workable approach. Blue hat thinking controls discussion by guiding focus, asking the right questions, defining problems, and setting thinking tasks. The difference between good and poor thinkers often lies in focus ability. Blue hat thinking ensures focus is spelled out definitively, monitors drift from focus, and structures thinking through both broad and narrow focus points. Like a choreographer planning precise steps, the blue hat thinker creates programs that vary based on context. Problem solving differs from negotiations or decision making. A typical sequence might begin with red hat to surface emotions, followed by white hat for information gathering, yellow hat for proposals, green hat for new concepts, structured assessment using yellow and black hats, and concluding with implementation strategy. The blue hat thinker also pulls together final conclusions, acting as a photographer who records the thinking process that has taken place. With the six hats method, decisions often seem to make themselves. By the final blue hat, the conclusion becomes obvious to everyone present. Like having a roadmap instead of vague directions, the method makes choices clear. Complexity is thinking's greatest enemy, leading to confusion, paralysis, and ineffective decision-making. The six thinking hats concept counters this through elegant simplicity, making it both powerful and accessible. The framework serves two fundamental purposes that revolutionize how we approach complex problems. First, it simplifies thinking by allowing us to deal with one aspect at a time rather than juggling emotions, logic, information, hope, and creativity simultaneously. This separation is like organizing a messy desk. When everything has its place, work becomes manageable. For instance, when evaluating a new project, instead of simultaneously worrying about risks while trying to be creative, we can dedicate specific time to each perspective, resulting in clearer, more focused analysis. Second, it enables switching thinking modes with remarkable ease. If someone is persistently negative, they can be asked to remove the black hat and don the yellow one instead. This creates a non-threatening idiom for requesting specific thinking types without offending egos or creating defensive reactions. A team member who typically plays devil's advocate can be invited to explore opportunities under the yellow hat, leading to more balanced discussions. The framework establishes a common language within organizations, making it easier to direct and focus group thinking. While not every moment requires conscious hat selection, when teams share this understanding, meetings become more productive and discussions more structured. For example, a project kickoff might begin with white hat thinking to establish facts, move to green for creative solutions, then use black and yellow hats to evaluate options. The method's effectiveness stems from systematically externalizing what normally happens chaotically inside an individual's mind. Though some decisions may still require balancing conflicting values or speculating about uncertain futures, the process remains clearer and more effective. Complex decisions, like restructuring a department or launching a new product, become more manageable when broken down into distinct thinking modes. The Six Hats method has spread globally precisely because of its simplicity, robustness, and effectiveness across diverse contexts. Major corporations like IBM and Boeing have implemented it successfully, while educators have adapted it for children as young as 4. This versatility is remarkable. The same principles that help executives make multi-million-dollar decisions can help preschoolers solve playground disputes. By separating different thinking modes, emotions from logic, creativity from information, it makes our thinking process as directed as a conductor leading an orchestra. Each section plays its part at the right time, creating harmony instead of chaos. This systematic approach transforms how we solve problems, make decisions, and create new possibilities, making complex challenges more approachable and solutions more innovative. With the Six Thinking Hats method, meetings that once took hours can be completed in minutes, and problems that seemed intractable suddenly become manageable. The method transforms chaotic, circular discussions into focused, productive sessions. For example, a product development meeting that might normally spend 2 hours with team members arguing different perspectives can be streamlined to 30 minutes by systematically working through each hat's viewpoint. The method doesn't require special intelligence or training, just the willingness to separate different modes of thinking and follow a structured approach. This accessibility makes it valuable across all organizational levels, from entry-level employees to senior executives. Start by identifying which hat is most appropriate for your current challenge. Need information? Begin with the white hat to gather facts and figures about market size, customer feedback, or technical specifications. Facing resistance? The red hat might surface hidden concerns like team burnout or fears about change. Looking for solutions? The green hat encourages creativity through techniques like brainstorming, analogies, and what-if scenarios. Evaluating options? Alternate between yellow and black hats to see both benefits, potential cost savings, market opportunities, and cautions, implementation challenges, resource constraints. The blue hat provides structure to the entire process, acting as the conductor of this thinking orchestra. Whether you're planning a project, solving a problem, or making a decision, begin by defining what you're trying to accomplish and which thinking sequence will best serve your purpose. For instance, a change management initiative might start with blue, planning, move to white, current situation, red, emotional response, black, risks, yellow, benefits, green, solutions, and end with blue, next steps. Real-world applications demonstrate the method's versatility. A manufacturing team might use it to improve production efficiency. White hat reveals current metrics, red hat surfaces worker concerns, green hat generates improvement ideas, yellow and black hats evaluate feasibility, and blue creates an implementation plan. Similarly, a marketing team could use it to launch a new campaign, starting with market data, white, exploring customer emotions, red, generating creative concepts, and assessing risks and opportunities, black and yellow. The beauty of the Six Thinking Hats lies in its simplicity and flexibility. It can be used by individuals thinking alone, like a writer planning a book, small teams solving problems, such as a customer service department improving response times, or large organizations making strategic decisions, like entering new markets. The method doesn't change what we think about. It transforms how we think, allowing us to harness the full power of our minds by thinking deliberately, one hat at a time, turning scattered thoughts into focused, actionable insights.